Battle drums fill the night air. Outside my tent, torches blaze, their smoke curling into the inky sky. I spin my Hamsa bracelet around and around my wrist as I follow the women back to the clearing, my dark skirt rustling about my legs. In the time since my near death, the place has been transformed. I can smell meat sizzling, and there are tankards of some sort of alcohol already set out. The sight of all that liquor is somewhat shocking. Most people in New Palestine don't drink. Around me, people are talking, laughing, and enjoying each other's company. It's strange to think that earlier today, they were raiding and slaughtering a city. There's no sign of all that depravity now. My eyes move from person to person, trying to read their sins in their eyes, until I catch sight of War. He sits on his dais just as he did earlier. He watches me, the smoke and firelight making his brutal features mesmerizing. I don't know how long he's been staring, only that I should have noticed. Those eyes of his feel like the touch of a hand against my skin. It's hard to ignore the sensation. Some part of me reacts to the sight of him. My stomach tightens as fear twists my gut. Beneath that, there's another sensation, one I can't put my finger on, only that it makes me feel vaguely ashamed. One of the women next to me catches my hand, leaning in close. Fatima is her name.
He cannot die.
What?
I saw it myself, 2 cities back.
Her eyes brighten as she retells the story.
A man had gotten angry over something. Who knows what? He pulled out his sword and approached the horseman. War let the man drive a blade straight through his torso, right between those tattoos of his. And then he laughed.
An unbidden chill slides down my spine.
The horseman pulled the weapon out of himself, and then he snapped the man's neck like it was tinder. It was awful.
Fatima doesn't look all that distressed by the story. She looks eager. I glance at War again, who's still watching me. He doesn't die? What sort of creature is deathless? Fatima leans in and gives my hand a squeeze.
Just do as he wants, and you'll be treated well.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. What about the others? Someone has come up to the horseman with a platter of food, dragging his attention away from me. Fatima's brow wrinkles.
What others?
His other wives.
There must be others.
Wives?
Fatima's forehead creases.
One doesn't marry the woman he's with.